When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about talking. Small talk, which apparently is going out of fashion. Quick DM on Teams or WhatsApp. Much more popular amongst Gen Zers, of course. Saoirse Hanley, audience editor with The Independent, columnist as well. J'accuse, Saoirse.
Yes, J'accuse. Gen Z Hanley. I'm here to speak for all of us.
Well, listen, you're doing fair play to you for speaking and not just DMing me the answers
yes,
to these questions.
It.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not quite conducive to radio.
It'd be funny, I mean, for you and me, but I'm not sure people at home would get much out of it if you were just DMing me.
I'm actually
answers.
Just DMing this right now. This is AI read out on air.
Do you see? Are you a good small talker?
Yeah, I love small talk.
Really?
Actually, yeah, I really do.
So you're the exception to the rule.
I don't know, because everyone else seems to love chatting as well.
Yeah, like, you don't give them a choice, maybe.
Well, that might be. We were pulled aside at lunch today in the office and told that we were quite loud. But in a good way, in an appraising way, I hope, I think. But that'll show you how much we're talking. But I feel like...
That's so naive as well. Seriously, that wasn't in an appraising way.
It was.
People don't get pulled aside in the office to be told how loud they are and it's meant as a compliment.
It was in like a, can I join? I wish you were talking to me.
I like that manager walked away and think they got the message. And
Seriously, they got walks the away HR right.
I love that we're so loud.
Such a bunch of personality hires here. This is brilliant. But no, I do think... I do spend a lot of my day talking, not just because I'm a journalist, but because I just think I way prefer it. Like if I work from home, which I do a couple of days out of the week, I get to the end of the day. And even if I've been like chatting to people like in my DMs or I've been, you know, messaging people, even friends that I work with or it's on Teams or whatever, it's not quite the same. It's never as fulfilling. I get to the end of the day and I feel so... Like you realise you haven't spoken to anyone until you order a coffee from someone and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this is so nice.
Well, I don't want you to betray confidences, but are there those in the office? And I see this in this office, for example, I don't mind saying, where they're sitting maybe 2 feet apart from each other and they're typing messages to each other instead of speaking. I don't really understand it.
No, and we did have a laugh about that.
Unless you're giving out about the person who's also sitting two feet away, then maybe it's understandable.
Your screen. But we actually had a conversation about this literally today in the office because like my team would have a chat that we would use to discuss like, you know, the day-to-day stuff or whatever. And not everybody's in every day, so you have to have that. But someone had to put a message in generally and she literally looked up from her laptop and she was like, I feel really weird putting this into the chat because most of you were here, but... just talk to me back there. And it is weird. But I do think it's funny though, if like you're having small talk in the office and it's really fun and you're like, this is great. I'm making such, you know, these are my pals. I'm having a great time. But then someone else down, when you're locked in and you're doing work and down at the other end of the office, someone else is having a chat and you're like, they're so disruptive. Could they ever just get some work done? Because I'm very busy.
Frances Kelleher is with us as well, the dating and life coach. Frances, do you think... the art of small talk has been lost to a degree.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, I do, especially since COVID. I had people coming to me saying, you know, I don't see people, I'm working from home, I'm locked down, and I've just lost the art of just practicing how to talk to people, let alone going on a date and trying to build attraction through conversation. So it is a practice thing that you just need to do. You know, you do... get shyer and, you know, more isolated, the less people you see. And if you're not talking to people, you get out of practice. So I say to people, you know, especially very shy people even that come to me that say, you know, I want this year to be different. I want to meet the right person. I want to have better relationships even with my co-workers. I say, you know, get up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to talk to 3 people today before the end of day. Even if you're at home, working from home, just go down to the shop and make conversation with people that you meet. It's just about interacting and pushing yourself out of that comfort zone. And it's practice.
Yeah.
So to become, you know, a conversational ninja, you have to talk to everybody. That will, you know, make your social skills better.
And would you recommend that people kind of go down to the corner shop as you described there and say Happy New Year to people in the middle of January? Because Frances, I'm not having that now. That it is way too late to be wishing Happy New Year to people. Come on.
I think really once it's a positive interaction, you know, like there are things that good conversationalist, charismatic people do that you can learn. You can learn. It's a skill. It's like driving. Yeah. You know, so like number one is remembering people's names. If you go down to the corner shop and you just say, you know, hey, how's your day going? How are things? Just strike up conversations. You have to be the one to start conversations. Don't wait for people to start them. So, you know, number one is starting the conversation. Number two is remembering the names. And number three is listening to people, remembering what they say. And you will build that rapport. You know, the only difference between people and animals are that people have a need and a want to feel important. And if you watch Tom Cruise, he makes the other person the star. If you listen to people and you remember what they say and you remember their names, nobody remembers names. Only about 3% of the population. You know, you can test it. People don't remember your name. If you make the other person the star, they will gravitate towards you.
To what extent, Saoirse, I wonder, is this nothing to do with generations, but personality type as well? I have a friend who's brilliant at sales, like he works in sales. And the reason he's brilliant is because this is the exact type of thing he's great at. You could drop him anywhere and he would strike up a conversation with the person next to him. Like we'd be on holidays together, we have been, and he'll go up to the bar, he'll go to the shop and he'll come back and he'll have a chapter and verse on the person working there about their family history and everything.
Some people I think are naturally very good at it, and it definitely is, as Francis says, like a learned skill, but to a certain extent some people don't even need to practice it because they just generally are so good at it. Like I actually was chatting to someone recently who used to be involved quite a fair bit in politics, and he was saying like, oh, you know, I think it's the politician in me that lets me kind of connect people that way. And I was like, no, I think you're actually just a good conversationalist. You genuinely enjoy talking to people and you like getting to people and like that, remembering names, remembering details. And like, if it comes naturally to you, it's such a gift, because sometimes it's hard. Like if you're feeling really shy or you're feeling really tired or you're feeling a bit antisocial, but you're in a situation where you have to make small talk, maybe you're in a taxi or you're somewhere else or you're getting, you know, you could be anywhere or you're in work. Like you do have to make the effort to do it. And sometimes that can feel gargantuan, but if it comes naturally to you, you already have it.
Francis, what if somebody, somebody comes into you kind of looking for a life coaching and they are like cripplingly shy. They find it really, they'd hate the prospect of going into the corner shop and speaking to the person working there and asking them questions. How do they start? They're listening to this.
So the very first thing is when you get up, like I said, just make a goal for yourself. Even if it's just, I'm going to talk to one person today. I'm going to make small talk with just one person. And then you go and you literally, just a couple of steps, two or three steps out of your comfort zone. You're not going to do 20 steps outside your comfort zone. That's not the way us humans work, you know, it's slowly. So just say, I'm just going to push myself out of my comfort zone just a small bit today and just say, hi, how's your day going? People normally will help you with conversation. But it's all about as well your body language and demeanour. 58%, the studies show, of human communication is non-verbal. Mm. So it's, are you smiling? Do you have, you know, a high vibe, that you're approachable, that, you know, you seem pleasant, that you're not going to hurt anyone, you know, or reject anyone or be nasty? It's all about that. So you have to have the right vibe. And once you practice that right vibe and just start with the corner shop person and do three things I say every day to move you towards your goals. So I recommend people have three topics of conversation to run to.
Okay.
When you need it.
One of our listeners, after getting in touch, say, Kieran, if you want small talk, get a dog. I go for a quick walk. I could be gone for hours meeting all the other dog owners, but this is my favourite text. This isn't my experience at all, I guess, young people not being talkers. I have a 15-year-old working on my farm at the weekends, and honestly, he will not shut up. It's a constant stream of consciousness. Even the cows look at him funnily. Thank you. 087-1400-106. Thank you to Saoirse Handley, audience editor with the Irish Independent, Francis Kelleher, dating and life coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.